get right to it. Let's start off.
Let's do.
Let's start off with something that I saw last Friday night on the TV. I was watching. It was Friday night, and I was partying really hard, as you'll be able to tell. I was watching Missouri and Nevada play each other in football.
Yeah.
I'm not proud of that, by the way. But I watched.
Why not?
I watched the whole game. Anyway.
It didn't look like an awful game.
Sports.
Anyway, I found something very interesting. They had a little poll up there, a little internet poll, that they allowed the viewers to vote on about what was the best tailgating game. Your three choices were beanbag toss, ladder golf, and something else. I don't even know what the other one. Washers or something like that.
Beans okay? make you fart.
So beanbag toss is just where you've got like a, you know, some sort of wooden contraption 20 feet from you with a hole in it. You throw the beanbag in it.
Mm-hmm.
Ladder golf, I don't know if you've seen that before. It's a fun game. And then washers, self-explanatory. So they got the results in, and this is what won. Now, I had no idea that this game had another name to it. This is a nickname that I would not associate with beanbag toss. Oh, dear. Is it up? Oh, no.
We're in. Okay. This thing should be working.
Oh, no.
Here, let me try something else.
There it is.
Was that a fart?
I don't know.
There what is?
All right, try it now.
Biggest little city in the world, Reno, Nevada, where the home team just up the street from that scene leads Missouri 7-6. Nevada trying to break through on their season with upset win. Hey, we asked you, what's your favorite tailgating game to play? It is Tailgate Week presented by Kingsford Charcoal. They love that bag toss. That cornhole game, okay?
Whoa.
I told you the ladder golf, I just wasn't feeling it.
So, beanbag toss isn't good enough.
No.
They have to nickname it the cornhole game?
Yeah, that's what it's called up there.
You've heard of that?
I've heard of it for a while. It's a box with a hole in it, and you throw a beanbag through it.
Why is it called the cornhole game?
Because there's pieces of corn everywhere. I don't know. It's just what it's called.
I hate corn.
But I love that. Yep, the old beanbag toss. The cornhole game.
One more time to hear how shocking this sounds.
The old cornhole game.
Or not.
Great game to play. It is Tailgate Week presented by Kingsford Charcoal. They love that bag toss. That cornhole game. Okay?
That old cornhole game.
Okay. Who are these announcers?
I don't know. No idea who those ding-dongs are. All right. This is...
That's too funny. Hello,
cornhole game.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, all right.
Let's get back to football.
Did he know what he was saying?
I bet he had an idea.
Sure he did.
That's why he said, okay.
All right, let's move on to Anderson Cooper. This weekend, he was doing his Anderson Cooper 360.
Mm-hmm.
There was a chick that he was talking to, okay?
Oh, my God.
And they're looking at a video, and they're describing three fat men dancing. It's kind of like the Mavs Maniacs, if you can picture those guys dancing.
Mm-hmm.
So they're showing this video, and it chuckles. It makes Anderson Cooper chuckle a little bit. Now, first off, I've never heard him laugh. Because Anderson Cooper normally is covering hurricanes and disasters.
He doesn't laugh.
No, he doesn't. So I had no idea that this is what his laugh sounded like, and that his laugh would get him to choke himself up a little.
They're giving that baby a run for his money. Look at Bob.
There we go.
Yeah. I think the first time we did this, Jerry, who's on the right ear,
there we go.
I think I heard he might have got the data.
I like it. I like the split screen. Yes.
Hang on.
Don't get me coughing.
No wonder he doesn't laugh.
Yeah.
God, if he was covering, like, comedy stories,
how
he wouldn't have a job.
That was really funny.
How bad is that?
What is this? Ridiculous laugh.
I think the first time we did this, Jerry, who's on the right ear,
there we go.
I think I heard he might have got the date out of that.
I like it. I like the split screen. Yes. Don't get me coughing.
Wow, that's
awesome.
The girl's
laugh is really funny in there.
Yeah, we need all of those.
I know.
We need the second Cooper laugh and that girl. Because his is really clean.
Because I think she's laughing at his laugh.
I think you're right.
All right, speaking of coughing, this happened in the Monday night game last week. Let's see, it was the two teams were playing. It was the Dolphins-Colts game, and
yes.
So Tirico's talking about how just ridiculous that the Dolphins' two-minute offense is. Remember how they wasted so much time?
Yes.
So he makes a really crazy noise, and it's left up to John Gruden to take over. So I don't know what's funnier, the crazy noise or John Gruden just scrambling here.
50 seconds left.
Good Lord.
For the first down and get it at the 42. But now Pennington's got to get up and get moving. This is the slowest 2 minute drill I've ever seen. And now they'll clock it here on first down. Guys, I don't know. I mean, it's...
Well, there's 36 seconds left.
It's like somebody shot him.
Hey, guys, I don't know.
That's a kind of...
Well, there's 36 seconds.
7 seconds. 7, 6, break. 7.
That's the kind of noise I always thought John Madden was never far from.
You just know that when there's dead air, you're supposed to talk, and here's Gruden in his, what, third game
right.
ever that he's done?
Guys, I don't know. I mean, it's... Well, there's 36 seconds left.
$8 dard, DVD
dard. $8
No, it's not. $8 D at Blockbuster. $8 dard. Break.
Boom. Ticket chick. Boom.
All right, before we
all
get.
I do is.
Right. All right, we're going to bring the room down a little bit. So, a couple of years ago, actually it was 2 years ago this month, that our buddy Carter was shot and killed. Now, Carter, at the time, was on some quit smoking drug called Chantix, which, it was very experimental back then, correct? We didn't know very much about it.
It was pretty new on the market.
And he was trying that out, and he essentially lost it. Because of that. Yes, he was drinking too, which you shouldn't do, obviously. But that stuff made him go insane. So, thanks to Carter, though, I mean, his legacy will always be his music. But I gotta tell you, this is part of it too. Because now we know how screwed up this drug actually is. And I was watching Good Morning America the other day, and they ran a commercial for Chantix. It's still on the market. But... Carter's case, and there are several others just like it, brought to the forefront the fact that there are some serious side effects. Now, I ask you, I don't care how serious a smoker you are and how badly you're addicted to cigarettes, would you ever buy this product? This is a two-minute commercial.
Now, if you remember correctly, when this first came out, I believe it had three side effects, nausea,
skin rash.
And then the third was a change in dreams.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So the reason this commercial is 2 minutes long is because the first part of it is a woman giving a testimonial, which that takes a minute. The second minute, one full minute of disclaimers. So you tell me, would you ever purchase this?
My name's Lisa. I'm from Fayetteville, North Carolina, and I smoked for 29 years. I honestly loved smoking, and I honestly didn't think I would ever quit. It was very interesting that you could smoke on the first week. Chantix gave me the extra help that I needed to get through a tough time.
Chantix is a non-nicotine pill. In studies, 44% of Chantix users were quit during weeks 9 to 12 of treatment compared to 18% on sugar pill. It's proven to reduce the urge to smoke.
I did have an unopened pack of cigarettes in my purse, and then I think I opened my purse and realized it was still there and said, what the heck, I don't need these. I said, you know, Bye. I don't need you anymore. You're not my crutch. I don't need a crutch.
Talk to your doctor about Chantix and a support plan that's right for you.
Okay. So far, you're...
Yeah, I'm going to take the risk and eat the free sugar.
Right.
Because Chantix is only twice as effective.
I know, 44% in weeks 9 through 12. I mean, it's really, really sketchy.
But 18% of people that ate sugar were able to quit.
Right.
What the hell?
They just opened up a little packet of sugar and took it down. Okay, so you're thinking, okay, yeah, that's neat. That's really neat. I think I'm going to buy this.
Some people have had changes in behavior, hostility, agitation, depressed mood, and suicidal thoughts or actions while taking or after stopping Chantix. If you notice agitation, hostility, depression, or changes in behavior, thinking, or mood that are not typical for you, or if you develop suicidal thoughts or actions, stop taking Chantix and call your doctor right away.
Out right there.
Okay. There's the first 30 seconds of disclaimers.
Mm-hmm.
Right there.
That's
are you out?
Yes, I am. That's enough for me.
Oh, it gets worse.
Talk to your doctor about any history of depression or other mental health problems, which can get worse while taking Chantix. Some people can have allergic or serious skin reactions to Chantix, some of which can be life-threatening. If you notice swelling of face, mouth, throat, or a rash, stop taking Chantix and see your doctor right away. Tell your doctor which medicines you're taking, as they may work differently when you quit smoking. Chantix dosing may be different if you have kidney problems. The most common side effect is nausea. Patients also reported trouble sleeping and vivid, unusual, or strange dreams. Until you know how Chantix may affect you, use caution when driving or operating machinery. Chantix should not be taken with other quit smoking products.
As a non-smoker, it's wonderful. The best thing that ever happened. The best thing I've ever done, besides my husband and dogs and family, with the Chantix and with the support system, it worked. It worked for me.
God, is that not amazing?
Life-threatening side effects played over a harp makes it everything okay?
I mean...
We're on the air, Barb.
It's not time for traffic, Barb.
How long you been doing this? 10 years?
Huh?
Die. 10 years.
I mean, just a laundry list.
She had a traffic bulletin.
I thought she wanted to contribute to the story.
And none of it is like, you know, if it would have just been like a skin rash or a hangnail or a cold or you were losing a little bit of sleep here.
If you want to kill yourself by taking Chantix, you might want to quit.
I mean, who would ever buy that stuff, man?
Nope, there's a reason it's in the mess that it's in.
Yeah. More, but they're spending some cash. That was 2 minutes of airtime.
Yeah, they're trying to fix stuff. They're trying to fix it. Get the thing turned around on it. Make it all right.
Probably got lawsuits to pay for.
And not only do you hear that, the guy saying it, it's printed, too.
Mm-hmm.
So it is just unbelievable that anybody would ever purchase that stupid product. Okay.
Let's end on a high.
Let's end on a big high. This was today with our good friend Norman Z. Hitzkus. Where Norm loves Barktoberfest.
He does. It's his favorite event of the year.
And he wanted everybody to know how much he loved it. And so to kind of cram it down our throats a little bit, he wanted to tell his favorite fable concerning Barktoberfest.
This is something that I'll never understand. I don't know if it's a story. I don't know if it's an anecdote. I don't know if it's a joke. I don't know if it's funny. But it made me laugh.
Well, let's just assume that it's a joke.
Okay.
So now it's time for today's joke.
And you can see it through the fence, but the true scope of it is when you walk in and you just scan the horizon. And there's dogs that weigh like 2 pounds and dogs that weigh like 165 pounds. They're everywhere. They're dressed up as hamburgers, hot dogs, bumblebees, you know, Superman. It's unbelievable. And I don't think this St. Bernard, or this, whatever this was, okay, had ever seen anything like that. And he stops, and I was right behind the guy. This dog stops in his tracks and looks around, and there's like 2,000 of his own kind already there. And he just throws up. It was just incredible. It was just, I love going to Barktoberfest. That's my favorite promo of the year.
Boy, you talk about...
What happened just now?
You talk about the Fritos of the world laying out. You know, remember Frito used to lay out?
Oh, yeah.
Where was Bassick's like... Where was he? No one was helping the poor guy.
It's you're better Jeremy. When you, Jeremy goes...
What was that?
I don't know. Was it a story?
You know you're not going to get any help from Jer, first of all.
No, Jer was actually trying to help him out earlier before that audio.
He wasn't trying that hard.
Not then.
He let him twist. Where was his producer?
And there,
making a name for himself by giving up big home runs.
Pow!
Oh, boy. Norm just giggling to himself. There you go.
I don't understand that.
There's the Norm fable.
Isn't it fun to be able to laugh a little bit? And he threw up!
All right. Great.
He's hitting the table.
Right. Love Parktoberfest. He's got a little Homer Simpson in him, doesn't he?
Oh, he does. He does.
All right, that is fun with real audio for today. How about the ranch?